Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you may listen to this. This is As We See It. And I am Daily James. I'm just coming to you with a short message. I know I have been gone a while, but life happens and life continues to carry forth regardless of what you may be going through. I am just stopping in to talk to you right fast about protecting yourself and others. I understand not everybody wants the vaccination. You maybe have some vaccine hesitancy, but I urge you to reach out to your medical professionals in your area and consider taking the vaccine. And I could care less about how you believe, who you voted for, who you didn't. I am talking about the preservation of life. This is not politically based. It's not religious motive. I want to see us all survive. And that's including you. I don't have to know you. I don't have to like you. I don't have to live next door to you. I want you to survive. I want your family to survive. I want all of us to come out of this with a new purpose of life, a new purpose in life. I want us to survive and to be able to look back and say how I got over. Now, if you have not been vaccinated, please consider being vaccinated. Be vaccinated for yourself and be vaccinated for others, right? It's just like wearing a bra in public. I don't necessarily wear a bra all the time in public for me, but I wear it for others. I just want us to come together as a one race, a human race, and take care of everybody that falls within that race, right? We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But to love your neighbor, you have to love yourself. And please, if you decide not to be vaccinated, as the numbers continue to rise in the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, mask up, double mask up, wash your hands, wash touched areas, disinfect things like your car, your wheel, your doors that you open and touch every day on the inside and the outside, the radio knobs, your pencils, your pens. Don't share pencils and pens. I carry a pack of brand new pencils and pens with me. I carry extra masks along in my backpack or my fanny pack. And because some people can't get vaccinated, and even if they have hesitancy, I always have an extra mask if somebody would like one. I always have a small bottle of extra hand sanitizer just to share with somebody. I'll give it to them and say it'll be brand new and you can keep it. And they will all, whether they are vaccinated or believe in masking or not, they will all be just as shocked by me sharing something with them, right? Because at the end of the day, regardless how you look, who you love, what you believe, who you pray to, who you voted for, what side of the tracks you live on, we are all human and we breathe the same air. We exhale the same gases. We bleed the same red blood. We need the same things to survive. We need each other. And so with that, I have no more to say. But thank you so much for listening to my message this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you may hear this. Wherever you are around the world, I thank you. And I hope that you will do your part in helping yourself and helping others. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week on purpose and do something nice for yourself. Again, I am Daily James, and this is As We See It. Until next time, take care.